Track 13. Celebrity Spotlight. We now have the first of two musical features. This first one was written by our sound recorders, Tim Edwards. Alison Applin is going to read about this month's celebrity, Paul Robeson.
This month, we turn the celebrity spotlight on the singing star known as the Goliath of Song. He was an African-American bass baritone concert artist, stage and film actor, professional football player and activist who became famous both for his cultural accomplishments and for his political stances. Mr. Paul Robeson. Born in 1898 in New Jersey, New York State, to William, an escaped plantation slave, originally from the Igbo tribe, and Maria, a Quaker of mixed heritage. Despite the overt racism at the time and his father's loss of work as a minister and his almost blind mother's early death, Paul showed a tenacity for overcoming taunts and even violent attacks from an early age. He was only the third African-American to attend Rutgers College. His resolve to make the football squad was tested as his teammates engaged in excessive play, during which his nose was broken and his shoulder dislocated. The coach decided he had overcome the provocation and announced that he had made the team. However, his father, who was the glory of his boyhood years, died. And at Rutgers, Robeson expounded on the incongruity of African Americans fighting to protect America in World War I, but not having the same opportunities in the United States as white people. His marriage in 1921 to Eslander Essie Good provided him with the impetus to pursue not just a sporting future, but a theatrical one too. 4 years on the Harlem stage playing characters who challenged the orthodoxy of the day led to the famous musical Showboat on the London stage.
There's an old man called a Mississippi. That's the old man that I'd like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land? Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dare make the white boss frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long to cross.
Playing Joe for some 350 performances, Robeson was the toast of the town and was summoned for a Royal Command performance at Buckingham Palace. He reflected on his life in his diary and wrote that it was all part of a higher plan and God watches over me and guides me. He's with me and lets me fight my own battles and hopes I'll win. However, an incident at the Savoy Grill, in which he was refused seating, sparked him to issue a press release describing the insult, which subsequently became a matter of public debate. You may know of the actress Dame Peggy Ashcroft. Well, Ashcroft played Desdemona opposite Robeson's Othello. He was only the second black actor to play the role. And they began an affair, which Essie discovered and began divorce proceedings over. While working in London, Robeson became one of the first artists to record at the new EMI recording studios, Abbey Road Studios, later made famous by the Beatles. He returned to Broadway and Showboat to huge acclaim. He received with immense pride an honorary master's degree from his old college and was advised that his relationship with Peggy Ashcroft would do his reputation irreparable damage. He reconciled with Essie, although their relationship was damaged. In 1933, Robeson earned $5,000 a week. That's around $117,000 in today's money for starring in The Emperor Jones. The film was the first with a black leading actor. This Eugene O'Neill story seems to have enabled Robeson to look at his own African roots and inspired him to write an essay, I Want to Be African, looking at his ancestry around this time. He was friends with British socialists and was invited to the Soviet Union by film director Sergei Eisenstein. His next film, Sanders of the River, saw him headline the film over Leslie Banks. However, in 1938, Robeson said disparagingly, "It is the only film of mine that can be shown in Italy or Germany, for it shows the Negro as fascist states desire him, savage and childish." Paul Robeson was living in Britain until shortly before the start of the Second World War. His name was included in the Nazis' special search list for Great Britain as a target for arrest if Germany had occupied Britain.
Wales, Wales, land of mist and wild, where'er I roam, though far from my home, the mother Snowdon, in brave days of yore, for thee fought for freedom by Mona's green shore. Their courage undaunted inspires all our lays, our harps e'er resound to their praise.
In The Proud Valley of 1940, Robeson depicts a kind of black hero rarely seen in Hollywood, one who fuses his political and artistic sensibilities in the image of a black working man who achieves kinship across boundaries of race and nationality. Years later, Robeson would remark that of all his films, this was his favourite because it showed workers in a positive light. He returned to America and had huge success with Othello, becoming the longest-running Shakespeare play on Broadway. Then in 1946, four African-Americans were lynched in Georgia, and Robeson met with President Harry S. Truman, who declared that the time was not right to propose anti-lynching legislation. Imagine that! He became involved with trade unionism as a way for creating equality. Subsequently, he was summoned before the United States Senate Committee on the Judiciary, and when questioned about his affiliation with the Communist Party, he refused to answer, stating, "Some of the most brilliant and distinguished Americans are about to go to jail for the failure to answer that question, and I am going to join them if necessary." The State Department denied Robeson a passport and issued a stop notice at all ports. An isolated existence inside the United States borders began. If a country can be referred to as a motherland, then this song has new meaning.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, a long ways from home, a long ways from home.
1952, with the encouragement of his friend, the Welsh politician and Iron Bevan, Robeson recorded a number of radio concerts for supporters in Wales. Listen to this. In 1957, Robeson sang for a London audience at St Pancras Town Hall via the recently completed transatlantic telephone cable, the first person to be in one country and sing live to another. In October of that year, using the same technology, Robeson sang to an audience of 5,000 at the Miners' Eye Steadford in Porthcawl's Grand Pavilion in Wales. The following year, his passport was returned and Robeson's comeback tours commenced. He travelled the world with Essie, performing Othello on the London stage for Tony Richardson and the Angry Young Man Theatre Movement. On October the 11th, 1959, Robeson took part in a service at St Paul's Cathedral, the first black performer to sing there. In Australia, he spoke up for the Aborigines' citizenship, which the government denied them. At a Carnegie Hall tribute to mark his 75th birthday in 1973, he was unable to attend, but a taped message from him was played that said, "Though I've not been able to be active for several years, I want you to know that I am the same Paul, dedicated as ever to the worldwide cause of humanity for freedom, peace and brotherhood." On January the 23rd, 1976, following complications from a stroke, Robeson died in Philadelphia at the age of 77. Actor and activist Harry Belafonte and Fritz Pollard, his fellow football player and first NFL black coach, were amongst the pallbearers. The legend of Paul Robeson rising from African slave background to one of the greatest roles an American can hold, that of vaunted sports star, and to use that powerful voice for bringing African ancestry through Negro spiritualism to wider acclaim whilst breaking taboos and smashing the idea of the quiet black American, lives on. The black maverick, friend of the worker, the friend of the Welsh, Mr. Paul Robeson.
I'm tired of living and scared of dying, but old man River, he just keeps rolling along. Thank
you, Alison and Tim. Paul Robeson really was an amazing singer and a legendary personality.